Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined again by Cliff Smart, this time by phone. That's because he's in Washington, D.C. on official business. Hello, Cliff, and what takes you to the nation's capital?
Hi, Jennifer. I usually go to D.C. 2 to 3 times a year. It is typically because we're working on grant funding opportunities, and that was a part of this case. We also like to meet with our delegation of elected officials, and kind of who we meet with depends on what we're working on, what issues are out there. And then, of course, there are always other policy kinds of issues that the federal government is engaged in that have a direct impact upon Missouri State and our students. And so it is an important part of my government relations job to be engaged with Washington, D.C., and to have, hopefully, influence into the decisions that are made here that affect us.
You know, speaking of policy, here in the U.S., education is primarily a state and local responsibility. And when we think of state universities like MSU, we often think of state lawmakers. But the federal government, as you mentioned, has quite an impact, too. Student aid, research, immigration, even tax laws can affect how much revenue states get. Can you tell us whom you're meeting with specifically and why?
So all of those policy issues we've been engaged in over the last couple of years. But on this particular trip, the focus was on various grant applications that either are about to be made or are just starting. And so, for example, yesterday met with folks at the Department of Labor and the Delta Regional Authority because we have a major West Plains campus grant that just went in this week that would help fund additional training and equipment opportunities at their GOCAT facilities there. Then yesterday afternoon, we're engaged with folks at the Economic Development Administration, EDA. They've been critical in the past in funding the creation of the e-factory. And so we are working with them on a second grant that would help us finish out the upstairs piece of that property. The combined value of those two grants is about $4 million. And then today our focus has been on talking to Congressman Long, Congressman Smith, Senator Blunt about their support for those initiatives. Relationships matter, and our congressional delegation can have influence, can be supportive of grant opportunities. We want them to be aware of what we're asking for and why, and we solicit their help with advocating for us with the agencies.
Public universities almost always have lobbyists who communicate their needs and wishes to policymakers, and I'm curious, does MSU have a lobbyist working in Washington or only in Jefferson City?
No, we have a separate lobbyist whom we employ in Washington, D.C. His name is Tom Downs. We've used him for, the last decade or so, and then before that was someone else. And he's instrumental in helping get meetings at the agencies with the right people, with the logistics of the trip, with working on specific language to go in bills, often appropriations bills that allow us to then apply for that money. He's engaged in following up based on the conversations we have to get additional information and materials to folks. And then we also send out our own team. I'm here 2 to 3 times a year. Sometimes faculty working on proposals are out here. Carrie Franklin, for example, Dr. Franklin is working on a STEM education K-12 grant. She's been out here working on that. That was one of the other grant proposals that I was speaking with folks about today because it's working its way through the process as well. And so Tom helps coordinate all of our efforts within the colleges and with our government mineral affairs group to give us the best chance of being successful out here. And, you know, last year we had our best year ever in external funding. Now, all of it doesn't come from Washington, D.C., but for the first time ever, the university brought in more than $30 million in grants and contracts, and much of it is a result of the work we do in the nation's capital.
Yeah, I remember covering those grants, and we certainly look forward to hearing what comes of these new grant applications. So, Cliff Smart, MSU president, joining us from Washington, D.C. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.